do you believe that, that there are things that we could have done that we haven't done?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think historically, if you go back to the turn of the last century, Rhode Island was the industrial engine of this country.
So what happened?
What happened is we became an entitled and mentality state.
Yeah.
Why did we become an entitled state? Why? Why?
Why?
Power why? They helped broaden it. Power why did we get there?
Those were political decisions.
Elaborate.
It didn't just happen because people voted that way. And people were not informed. There's tremendous untapped potential here, but we became an entitled state. It was easy to go around and emphasize the negative. When we moved here 30 years ago from Tennessee, one of the things that struck me, you know, most about Rhode Island was that people seemed to have an inferiority complex. Mm-hmm. In Tennessee, we didn't have an inferiority complex. We weren't perfect. And some of that was driven by an entitlement mentality that government owed you something, that you didn't owe government something, and that's the culture that we need to reverse. And that's what we've been trying to do in the state for the last several years, but the forces against that are tremendous.